Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingle.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are listening in on Building Fortunes Radio. If you're listening in live, you're hearing my voice, and you're going to soon hear Chris Molinari, who is my co-host. And if you're not listening in live, you're probably listening to one of our archived shows on buildingfortunesradio.com. So if you like this stuff, go to buildingfortunesradio.com, just like it sounds, is like it's spelled. And at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays, we take a break, and Chris and I actually host this section, but I got to share with you, Chris has her own segment that you might want to check out at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays, where we talk about Molinari Newswire. So if you want to hear her twice, catch her either live or recorded here, or live or recorded on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. And Chris, you had your very first show completely on your own on Wednesday of this week, and congratulations. I listened to
It was fun.
And I know it came out great. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you, and I hope everybody listens to it.
Yeah, go check it out. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll see where it says Molinari Newswire, and you click on that, and you'll see this previous show as well as others coming up as well. And we'll have her contact information there, so when you want to do business with her, you'll be able to contact her, fill out forms, all that sort of good stuff as well. Well, Chris, every Friday we start talking about stuff that's happening and how it might be related to people in their home-based businesses or maybe whatever they're doing. And we're talking about, you know, it's been a crazy week. We had challenges with elections. We've had challenges perhaps with different countries and wars that are either won or not. And there's a lot of things that are somewhat distracting, and we still have to move on, moving on, relative to our own businesses. And this is a good time to talk about, you know, are you being paid what you're worth? Or how do you figure all this sort of stuff out? Or are you shortcutting yourself or you're overpaid? And that's what today's topic is going to be. So thanks for being on our call.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, you.
Well, that's a good thing. I thought you were just still going,
no,
you
we're
know,
done. Yeah,
talking.
So thanks for being
okay.
on our call. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I want to discuss is what are you worth? And I'm not talking about, you know, some people say, well, I'm worth as much as you are. Well, of course, nobody's worth any more than anybody else. Some people have more money. Some people have more power, fame, whatever. That doesn't mean they're worth more than you. They're just out there, okay? When I say, what are you worth, I'm talking about, hopefully you have a job. and most people that come on this show and other venues are looking for ways to make more money because the job they have doesn't quite cut it anymore. They give you the amount of people that are jobless. It's still going up, and they're saying the economy is getting better, but that's not really true. And you probably feel it because I guess it's like 52% of people are underpaid. They have huge master's degrees or PhDs or whatever, and either they lost a job and then they had to take another job that they're not getting paid what they were getting paid before, so they can consider themselves underpaid. So here's how your employer looks at you. They consider what they're giving you is an hourly or monthly salary. And a value, so they're giving you a value that's placed on the time that you give them. You might make $15 an hour, so you're an hourly wage earner, or you might make $10, or you might make whatever, or they pay you monthly or weekly or whatever. But what you're paid is what they consider you're worth. So you're actually allowing someone else to decide, you know, your value. And to me, that's just crazy. And if you learn to put a higher value on yourself, the sky's the limit. And with network marketing, you know, of course you're not going to get rich quick. Nobody does. I know people that make money faster because they get out there and beat the bushes and get on the phone, and they use, of course, they can use Peter's system, which, you know, he's going to be talking about that later. But you need to contact people, and the more people you contact and the more people that you present your business opportunity to, the more people you're going to get in your business. You need to talk to as many people as you can. And, you know, Peter, I know you've heard this old cliche, the more people that you hear no from, the bigger your business is going to be. You know, the larger your business is going to build, because you're not going to have yeses from everybody. And an old mentor of mine used to say, he used to, a lot of people don't like to hear the word no. That's why they quit network marketing or other home businesses, because the first time they get a no, they totally freak out, and they feel like they've been rejected, and they don't want to do it, and it hurts, and it's uncomfortable. But they're really, when someone says no, they're really just telling you they don't, it's either an excuse, or they don't really understand enough of what you're doing or presenting to them to make a decision, and it's up to you to help them make that decision. And over the years, multi-level marketing or network marketing has gotten a bad rap because some companies have done things they shouldn't or grew so fast they couldn't handle the growth. I've seen that happen. And Peter has too. I know it.
Yeah, every once in a while.
And some, as Peter and I both know, have gone out of business, leaving thousands of people devastated financially and personally. I mean, I've actually known people that had huge incomes, and for some reason their company went out of business. A few times it had to do with someone out in the field or several people out in the field that were not high movers and shakers in the company were out there doing things they shouldn't be doing. You know, now it's posting weird videos on YouTube and making promises that they can't keep and fluffing up their business or puffing it, as a lot of people say, and giving people information that isn't true, making promises that this product or service will do this for you or it'll cure hangnails or whatever. And you can't do that. And usually the company compliance people are always kind of surfing the web looking for people in their company that are making kind of crazy decisions and promises that they shouldn't be making and are out of compliance. And so those people get two choices. Either you remove that from the internet, you remove that video from YouTube, or we're going to cancel you and you won't be in the company anymore. But unfortunately, some people have been working really hard, and unfortunately their company couldn't handle the growth and they weren't financially stable enough with a good track record of delivering what they promised. Now, that's not the norm. That happens occasionally. That's why you need to do your due diligence and really make sure that the company that you choose is a good company. But then again, it could have been around for 5 years, 10 years. You still never know. There are no promises in life. I mean, you could work for a regular brick-and-mortar company, and it might go out of business, and you're shocked. I mean, people get – I hear that there's a company that's going to be getting rid of 250,000 people in America.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not a company. It's an industry, the coal industry,
okay. Wow.
Because of the new laws that are being passed that are so against the coal industry.
Yep.
It's going to be 250,000 jobs are going to be lost because of that.
Yeah, we could afford that right now. Sure.
Exactly. So anyway, there's a lot of good books that you can get to learn about the network marketing industry. And, you know, just go to Amazon and put in network marketing or MLM. And, you know, I would suggest getting some good books. You can even get a hold of some DVD programs that with some really, you know, well-known thought leaders in the industry that are very successful. And that's a great thing to do. Learn the business inside out too once you sign up. And we've said that before. So what we're talking about here is that even though it's not easy to become rich in MLM, it's going to take a lot of hard work. But MLM or network marketing could be the path to getting what you want. And a successful network marketing business can seriously help you secure a strong financial foundation for you and your family that could support you for the rest of your life. And it's only as difficult as you decide it is. And what that is called a residual income, and everybody wants that. It's an income that might start off at $80 a month, whatever. You know, your first check might be $80. It might be $30. Some companies won't send a check until it's, you know, maybe $100. But it grows. You know, you watch it exponentially growing. You know, it's $100 this month, and then the next month it's $150, and next month it's $300. And I was in a company once years and years ago. I mean, it was an amazing company. My first check was $65. And I thought, okay, this is really exciting. But I was working hard. I had some great leads. I was calling people because they were leads. You're not cold calling. You're calling people that opted in for information, and Peter can address that in a few minutes. But I hammered the phone. I talked to as many people as I could. And you know what? Back then, that was like 2000. That was one of the businesses I was in, like in 2000, 2001. And people weren't hurting as badly as they are now financially. People need your help. So think of yourself as a business consultant, that you're going to go out and you're going to find people that need you. They need your business. They need your service. They need to make more money. All right? And don't make it difficult. Just commit. And in the first place, you're going to have your own business without the hassle of dealing with employees. I mean, of course, we're not saying quit your job. No, 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 no. Keep your job. Work this part-time. You know, if you can only commit to working an hour a week, you're not going to make a whole lot of money. I would suggest committing to an hour a day. And get your family engaged in it. Not that they're going to be working with you. Of course, your spouse could be very interested and help you. But tell them, look, I'm doing this for us. I am going to have to take an hour away from you guys. And if you have teenage kids, they won't care anyway. I'm just saying that in jest, but it's probably true. You know, they're busy. And so just tell your spouse that you need an extra hour a night just by yourself. And if you can only make a little desk area in the corner of your bedroom until you can have a whole office at home in a separate room, or build one on, or if you have an extra bedroom that one of your kids moved out, that can be your office. But even a little corner in your bedroom or the den, and that is your sacred space. I have a sign over my office, which is through a three-car garage, but I do have an outdoor entrance, and it says Sanctum Sanctorum. That's Latin for sacred space. And this is my sacred space. This is where I always say, this desk that I'm sitting at, I have had this desk since 1990, and it's a big mahogany desk, and I have a big credenza that goes with it, and it was in my real estate office for 9 years, and this desk, the top is all, you know, the finish is wearing off, especially right here in the front where I put my shoulders and where I put papers and I write. And I'm thinking of getting it refinished, and I'm thinking, no, I'm not. I've made a lot of money at this desk. And so I'm just going to keep it the way it is. I love it. You know, there's some scratches on it. There's some, you know, dents in it. I don't care. I love this desk because it makes me money when I'm sitting here. If I'm sitting in the living room watching Honey Boo Boo, which I never watch, I might watch Duck Dynasty, but I'm not making money. You know, I mean, it's so easy. I'm the first to tell you I'm one of the best procrastinators you would ever want to know. I'm sure Peter's not, but I am. And that's why it's really weird. It's like the strangest feeling I get when I come sit down. I know every Friday and now every Wednesday I have at 3 o'clock my time, but 5 o'clock Eastern, I have this radio show to do. And I love it. And when I sit down at my desk, it's like my whole state changes. That's kind of an NLP term. My whole state changes. I feel excitement. I feel, oh, my gosh, I turn on my computer. The world is right there. The world is right there at your keyboard. So you don't have to go out and knock on doors. You know, Peter can talk about that. I tried it once, Peter, actually, many years ago. I was going to work for, I think it was a cable company, and I went out one day, and I was knocking on doors, and I was over it. I got over it. There's no way I could have done what you did. I just didn't want to do it. And so I did another thing, and then I did another thing, and I have not worked a job for 30 years or more. I won't even say how many years. But the point is, again, you'll have your own business, and you won't have any headaches that go along with having to drive to work if you eventually decide to quit your job and you're making more money at network marketing than you ever thought you could make at your regular job. Or you might decide to go ahead and keep doing it. That's fine. But if you do, there's no headaches. You don't even have to have a brick-and-mortar business. I mean, when I opened my real estate business, I had to get an office, and I had to join the MLS because I got my license, and so if I have to join the MLS, I had to buy, I mean, the computer I had would crack you up. This was in 89, and it was one of the old ones that was all DOS. Remember that, Peter?
Sure do.
No Windows, no nothing. You know, I basically just used it to do office work, and then I had my little MLS box that was hooked up to the, you know, electrical system, and I could check the MLS and see what houses were available and print them out on my copy machine and then go out and look at properties. But working for yourself from home in network marketing can be absolutely amazing. And going to conventions is fun. And, you know, Peter can talk about that too, meeting new people and being excited. Because when you're in a room full of excited people, oh, my gosh, the energy is just stunning. And you'll meet new people. You can exchange ideas. And it's fantastic. And so you can decide, how much am I worth? Well, you know what? I'm worth a lot. And so that's why back in the business, I had a two-year thing a couple of years ago, starting in 2012. I couldn't work for 2 years because of an illness. And I'm back in the game, and I'm excited about it. And you can raise your expectations of yourself. You know, you can raise the amount of money you make by giving yourself more value. A lot of people, well, let's say, for instance, some people are, you know, like, I'm a writer, and on occasion, I have done jobs for people that were friends or close associates for a lot less than I normally charge because they were friends. But they really, sometimes people can be your good friend, but they'll still take advantage of you. Oh, well, look what I've done for you, and I really need this. And then you give them a really good deal, and then you find out, oh, my gosh, they had another writer just a month before do a job for them that was a similar job for twice as much money. And then that makes you feel really bad, and it makes you feel like you've cheapened yourself, and that's not a good feeling. So don't do that. So you can raise the amount of money you make by giving yourself more value, I said that, and decide now that you're worth unlimited amounts of money. And I'm going to stop right now because I know we have a hard break commercial, and then I'll get back to that. So, Peter, you want to go ahead and do the commercial?
Sounds good. Yep, we're pushing commercials. Here we go.
Okay.
Building Fortunes Radio creates the environment to spotlight your product and your opportunity. If you have something to sell or something you want to share with the world, you can do it here with Building Fortunes Radio. When you go to our site at buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to check out today's featured host. Right now, you're listening to Chris Molinari and Peter Mingles on the Building Fortunes Radio designated segment. Learn what's new and what's important in the home business world right here with Peter Mingles and Chris Molinari. You can also listen in on the Building Fortunes Radio archives. You'll be able to hear this again anytime from almost any device that can play an audio. Check us out on your mobile device, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to buildingfortunesradio.com and look for today's guest. You can even find us on iTunes.
So spread the word. Tell a friend about today's show on Building Fortunes Radio. Now back to the show. Take it away, Peter.
Hello again, everyone. This is Peter Mingles. You're listening to Building Fortunes, the radio segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. We are talking with Chris Molinari, my guest host, on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always check out our segment over here as well as the segment that she just started on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So go to buildingfortunesradio.com, and we're talking about worth. You're either paid what the job is worth or you're paid what you're worth. And Chris has given some explanations on these types of issues. Chris, I was in the field of direct selling for a long time, and I picked up a lot of things because we used to pay people on salary, commission, and something in between. Salary sometimes plus commission. So we had our secretaries that we paid a salary, and that was paid what the job was worth. See, as a company owner, I couldn't pay my secretary what she was really worth to me, because how can you put a price tag on loyalty, hard work, determination? You could only pay a secretary X amount of money in the business model that we're in. Now, my sales force, on the other hand, see, they could go out and produce, and if they were being paid 30%, I would pay them 30% on as much as they could possibly sell. So if a guy sold $100 worth of stuff, 30%, 30 bucks. If a guy sold $1,000 worth of stuff, 30%, 300 bucks. Guy sells $10,000 worth of stuff, same 30%. So that guy, that sales guy or gal, they could increase their worth by producing more. It was hard for my secretary to be paid more unless there was generosity on my part or other kinds of compensation that I put in place, because she put herself in a position where she or he were paid what the job was worth as opposed to what they are worth. And one of the neat things about being involved in a home-based business, good and bad, is you're paid on your results. So if you build a little one, you get a little check. If you build a big one through the help of other people, you get a big check. So that's really the essence of this call. Are you being paid what the job is worth, or are you being paid what you are worth? Now, let me just take another 30 seconds, and we're going to come back to you. There are some people that might be listening in who are better fit to have no pressure, to just show up, do whatever is expected, and be paid whatever it is. And some of them aren't very bad. For instance, you could be paid $10 an hour. If you're a mechanic, maybe $50 or $60 an hour. If you're an attorney, you know, depending on the nature of the attorney, hundreds of dollars per hour. So you do whatever you do, and you paid X amount, and based on probably your skills or the perception of your skills will determine your value on that hourly wage. That's one way to do it. But you also might be somebody that's a performer. So what I mean by performer is you go the extra mile. You really kind of get into it. You go above and beyond. You say, wait a minute, I shouldn't be paid the same if I bring in $1,000 today versus if I bring in $10,000 today. Let me have the incentive to bring in the $10,000 today or this month or this week. And if you're a performer, then you should probably be paid what you are worth based on your results as opposed to what the job is worth. And that's why people take a look at home-based businesses, because they might be able to put themselves in position through the leverage of other people to be paid what they are worth as opposed to what the job is worth. So get back to you, Chris.
No, I totally agree. And the difference in network marketing, and as Peter was talking about direct sales, is, for instance, in real estate or selling books or selling vacuum cleaners. Once you sell that house and you get, you know, and the escrow closes and you get the check, you're out of business. You're out of a job again. You know, every time you sell a house, you're out of job the next day because, you know, you sold it, right, and you're going to get paid in 30 to 60 days, sometimes longer. Usually it's 30 to 60 days. I've closed them in 2 weeks before when it was a cash deal, and that was exciting in the Silicon Valley. I mean, because people would walk in with cash, and I would love that. Let's close in 2 weeks. Okay, great. It took a lot of work on my part, but I earned my money. But the point is that once you make a sale in direct sales, as we've been talking about, you know, vacuum cleaners or cable or real estate, you have to sell another one to make more money. Whereas with network marketing, your commissions, which you are paid basically, you could call it commissions, your commissions may start off small, but then as you get more people in your team or on your team, your commissions get bigger and bigger and bigger because you get paid what you do, you get paid on part of what they do. I've had people say to me in network marketing, oh, you just want me to join because you want to make money off of me. And what I always tell them is, well, in essence, that's true in a way, but you're going to get the lion's share of your commission, and I'll just get a little tiny bit because I brought you into the business, and I'm going to be training you or directing you on how to get trained. And so, you know, when you work for a company, doesn't the manager and the president of the company and the vice presidents, they get paid way more than you do. And you don't get a piece of the company, do you? No. And that's why network marketing is such a beautiful thing, because everybody gets a little piece. But if you work harder, you make more money. And when I had my real estate business, and again, I told you it was in Silicon Valley, I paid 70% to my agents. But here's the better thing. At one point, I had like 12 agents. It wasn't a huge business, but I made very, very good money because in the early 90s, the average sales price on a house in the Silicon Valley was $250,000, and that was in the early 90s. Can you believe that, Peter?
That's amazing.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. Now those houses are in the millions. It's just insane. But the point was, I was the best salesperson in my business. And so I got 100% of the commission because I owned the business. And so I was doing better than any of my other agents, which used to shock me. Get out there. This is Silicon Valley. Houses are selling like crazy. And they just wander in. I got to tell you this story real quick because we're almost out of time anyway. But this one woman, one of my agents, she was having a lot of problems with her escrows, and I was handling them. And I called her and I said, you know what, you need to get in here and handle your escrows because why should I pay you if you're not doing any work and they're supposed to close and I'm doing the work for you? And I said, so you need to come in like tomorrow. And she said, you're going to love this, Peter. It's California. Oh my gosh, no can do. Tomorrow I'm seeing my psychic in Monterey. And I said, well, why don't you ask your psychic if you're going to get paid?
Right.
You know, that's what I asked her. But anyway, one day this woman walked into my office, and she said she and her husband had just come back from Japan, and he was an executive in the Silicon Valley, and they wanted to buy a house. And I said, well, do you want me to – oh, and the agent that was supposed to do floor time that day called in and said she couldn't make it. She had to go to the doctor. So I went in, which was supposed to be my day off, and – did the floor time. And this woman walks in and she says, we want to buy a $350,000 house. And I said, well, do you want me to find some listings to look at? And she goes, well, I want you to find the listings, but I don't need to get a loan or anything because we're paying cash and we want to close in 2 weeks. That was the 2-week thing I was telling you about. But I had that happen a couple of times. And so then the next day, the realtor comes in, one of my agents, and she says, did anything exciting happen? I said, yeah, you lost out on $9,000. And I get the whole thing, you know. But anyway, so the point is that you take that as an example. Somebody who just blew off the opportunity of making a ton of money because she had some little thing to do, you know, and it wasn't even really an important doctor's visit. She wasn't sick. And I made the money. So don't miss out. Get out there and find something that you know, makes you really excited and you love the products and whatever, and get started. So, Peter, why don't you go ahead and finish this up?
We'll wrap it up. Absolutely. Well, you've been listening to Peter Mingles and Chris Molinari on Building Fortunes Radio. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com for this as well as some of our other shows. And make sure you check out Chris on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. She's on Molinari Newswire. So the bottom line relative to this conversation would be you're going to be either paid what the job is worth or what you are worth. So if you're a performer and you're working really hard, then you probably are in the wrong position if you're being paid what the job is worth. So you probably should be paid what you are worth. So, Chris, we're going to see you guys, or we're going to see you next Friday, and then people can listen to you on next Wednesday. And thanks for being here, everyone. Good day for now.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend, Peter.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.
One, four, two.